Blog Talk Radio.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Had as much of you as I can take. I'm so done, so over being afraid.
Johnson, and this is the Focus Factor, where we motivate you to move and we empower you to soar to be the best version of yourself. Again, I am your host, Stacey Johnson, and I am the founder of Women of Vision Global Network and of the Focus Factor. And I just want to give a shout out to my girl, Tiffany Hunter. She is the founder of the X Personal Growth and Development. And before we get started, we have been in some deep and wonderful and very intense conversations talking about processing or pursuing the process. So before we get started, let's go over little house rules. It is an open floor, which means everyone will get the opportunity to have their say if you choose to call in. But we just ask that you respect each other's opinion. This is a safe place to communicate. We don't get political. We are here to encourage, inspire, and empower you so you can live your best life. So if you desire to call in, which I really would I do promote, we do promote that you call in, because I don't want to have this conversation all by myself, because I can talk all day, but who wants to talk to themselves? So if you want to call in, the call-in number is 516-595-8287. Again, that number is 516-595-8287. 8287. The wonderful part about this is you don't have to say who you are, your name. You can remain anonymous, but this is a safe platform so you to be able to speak your truth. We just ask that you be respectful. So let's review the last couple of shows that we've had. We're talking about pursuing the process that birthed true personal transformation. This is so deep because a lot of times we run from the process. I don't know about you, but, you know, a lot of times we don't know that we're in a process until we get a disruption in something that we love or something that we like or something that we're pursuing. I think it's pretty profound and pretty deep today because, you know, we tend to go through multiple processes as we grow as individuals. And we have been talking about what a real transformation looks like. So transformation is a thorough or a dramatic change in form or appearance. So when we're going through a dramatic shift, whether it's in your appearance, whether it's in your business, where it's in your ministry or your home, anything dramatic, it seems very uncomfortable. That sounds uncomfortable when I say the word dramatic or thorough. That means that each little corner has to lie. When I say thorough, everything around you has to come together for it to flow correctly and properly. And when I think about a process and looking at the word process, it's a series of actions. Or so that's why I say processes. It's a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. So when we go through something dramatic, it's going to be a series of events to get us to the end or to get us how we want to be. So I thought about this today because it seems like we can be in something and it can be flowing really, really good, and then all of a sudden shakes it up and things seem like chaotic and things are not moving like they should. Well, that seems like a process to me, because if it was going smooth like it was, you have to look between the covers, because evidently it's something there that needs to be fixed or something that needs to be created. Usually there's another level of maturity that we need to have or some more information that we need to have. So we have to go through these processes to get that, so we can get to the end, so we will be able, I want to put it like this, to carry the blessing. A lot of times we want to carry the blessing, but we're not mature enough to carry the load or carry the blessing or carry the abundant life, however you want to put it, however you want to state it. Sometimes we need to go through our processes and mature. But most of the times when we're in our processes, we tend to run or act like, you know, I hate to say it, we tend to act like, you know, 55-year-olds, and we want to run from the problem. We want to, you know, stick our head in the sand like a bunch of ostriches and pretend like it's not there and not deal with it. But when we start to pursue our processes, then we start to pursue the pain and the process. We start to deal with our thinking. We start to deal with our emotional state. We start to deal with our attitudes. And when something happens that we don't like or something that we don't understand, how do we act in that? Do we run and hide? Do we get standoffish? Do we walk away? How do we deal with that? Do we get angry? Or how do we pursue a process that doesn't feel good? Or do we have our note and our pad, and are we taking notes, and are we learning from it? Are we sitting back and waiting? So we don't want to keep having, like, you know, 5 and 6, you know, talk shows about this. So this will be the conclusion of this, but let's find a solution. When we begin to pursue the processes that birth true personal transformation, and we have talked, it's not going to feel wonderful. It's not going to feel excellent, but it is a learning process. Like I said, if you want to join me in this conversation, please don't hesitate to call in at 516-592-8787. and a number of things that I had written down. And how do we pursue these processes? We talked about learning to embrace change. It's very, very hard to embrace change. This world, our society has been through so many changes within the last year that I don't even like to talk about them myself. It's been change after change after change. And when we realize or accept the fact that things will not return like they used to be, not exactly like they used to be, we won't have a replica of what it used to be. It might be similar, but it'll never be like it used to be. So the first thing is embracing and then accepting the fact that things will change, and no matter what stage of life that you're in, that you're going to go through some type of changes. And then we talked about analyzing the events that have occurred and make the necessary adjustments. So, you know, when things are not quite going how you want them to go, okay, I get it. I understand. I totally get it. Trust me. I have been in positions, and I'm in positions where things don't seem like they're going exactly like I want them to go. So that means that something needs to change, whether it's the way I'm thinking about it, the way I'm processing it, the way I'm feeling about it, and then I can look and then I can make the necessary adjustments. So I can be ready when things have changed. And then we talked about reorganizing your life. Not just reorganizing your life, but reorganizing yours, adjusting the way you think, adjusting the way you process when things don't go your way, readjusting my emotions around it. That's a big one, because we tend to put our emotions in things when they don't line up the way we want them to line up. We tend to get emotional, and sometimes our emotions get to the point where they overflow. And then they stand in the way of our proper judgment. We can't judge the right way. And when we get too emotional, we tend to stop the process. We don't pursue it. We tend to stop the process and try to do something else that feels good to us instead of waiting in the process that doesn't feel good to us so we can grow and so we can mature and so we can move in this area. We tend to stop it and go off and do something that feels good and feels wonderful and that there's no ripple in the water, and we think that's the way to go when we really need to stand still and learn something and develop in this area. So reorganizing how we think and how we feel about the process and learning how to stand still in it regardless of what's going on and wait on the maturity to come. Wait on it. It's like a butterfly. A butterfly doesn't get on the tree and automatically fly away and it's beautiful. A butterfly has to go through the cocoon process. It has to go think about the butterfly when it's crawling up the tree and it forms the cocoon. That's a process that it goes through. But then it has to go through the process of forming inside the cocoon, which can be very uncomfortable, the wings. And then it has to go through the part where of the breaking out of the cocoon. And after it breaks out of the cocoon, then it has to crawl up a little more and dry, and then it flies off. We want to be the butterfly, we want to fly, but you got to go through the cocoon part first. That is pursuing your process. When you understand that, hey, I'm in the cocoon stage, but I'm breaking out, and identify where you are. A lot of times we want to look at the process, but when you're pursuing, you have your note, you have your pen, and you're identifying the place that you are. You're identifying the emotions that you're having with it. You're identifying the feelings. You're identifying whether you're having positive thoughts or negative thoughts that are associated with your process. And if you're having negative thoughts, you can counteract those negative thoughts with positive thoughts. So you have to do some identification. And I believe it's about being in touch with yourself. It's about being in touch with yourself in this season. When we talk about true personal transformation. A lot of times we want to look at everybody else and tell them how to transform, but we don't want to look within and really tap into our own personal transformation. And I think that is key, is basically identifying where you are and then take it from there and work your own personal transformation. Be vulnerable. That's another thing. Be vulnerable with yourself. Be vulnerable with your feelings. Be vulnerable with where you are in this, where you are in this life, to be able to move forward. Walk, and this is what my team says, and I have to give a shout out to Fast Track. Y'all don't, yeah, that's an inside thing, a Fast Track 2021. You know, work your BBA, your bounce back ability. Be able to work your bounce back ability. It's going to be okay. Okay, we take blows. Okay, we take hits. Okay, we take a no. We can take 10 no's. We can take 20 no's. But then work your bounce back ability. Get back up. Square your shoulders. Get your head on right. Get your thinking back in order. Get your list together. Whatever you're doing, learn how to work your bounce back ability and encourage yourself, because this is not the end of it. This is just your maturing stage of it. So learn how to work your bounce back ability. Stabilizing. Be stable in it. Be stable. Be stable. Don't let your highs be too high, and don't let your lows be too low. Be stable in what you're doing. Be stable in your thinking. Don't get, like I said, don't get so over emotional to the point you start self-sabotaging yourself and you quit. Or yeah, you quit early. You quit too early, and then you have to repeat this process in some way, shape, form, or fashion. It may not be in this area, but you will repeat the process, especially when it comes to maturity and personal transformation. Realizing the fact that I have to go through this to get to the end. There's something in me that needs to be worked out. I have to go through this process. I am pursuing my process. I'm realizing that I am in a process to win. I am in a process of transformation, and I realize the fact that everything is not going to be exactly how I want it to be, and that's how life is. But guess what? You don't forfeit the vision because you don't forfeit the vision because you're not having your way. You don't forfeit the vision because it's not working according to your plan. You just don't forfeit the vision. So when you're in the realization process, you realize that I am pursuing purpose. I am pursuing destiny, but in my pursuit of purpose, I have to pursue my process. I have to pursue my pain. I have to pursue what I'm going through in order to grow, because in order for me to grow, I have to learn how to stand. You see, I can't stand if I can't take it. Come on. I can't stand. Come on, somebody. If I can't feel it, and if I can't take it, that I can't stand, then how can you trust me once I get it? Come on, somebody. You have to be able to trust me with what you're getting ready to give me. So therefore, I have to be able to stand in it, to be able to talk about it, to be able to help somebody else. But we tend to forfeit in the midst of the process, and then we want to go back and help somebody, and we can't help somebody because the Bible says that the blind lead the blind. I don't care if you're in business or if you're in church. You can't lead me where you ain't been yet. Come on, you can't lead me where you ain't been yet. If you have not stood through something, then you can't stand with me while I'm going through. You have to be able to stand with me in order to lead me out, to show me how it's done. But a lot of times we don't have forerunners that are willing to pursue what they're going through in order to get to the next level. And that is real pursuit of process when it comes to personal transformation. And a lot of people forfeit in the middle, and then they go right back to the beginning, and they never get where they want to get to. Oh, my goodness, today. Ooh-wee, I'm going to open up the mic. Tiffany Hunter, is that you? I can't hear you. Your mic is open.
Hey, it is me.
Open. Hey, welcome to the show.
Yes, it is me. I heard you talking good about not being able to lead me where you ain't been. That's
yes,
good.
Yes, just
Yes, just talking about, we're wrapping up pursuing process on your way to true and personal transformation. And I was just talking about people that forfeit, that they can't lead you where a place where they have not been yet. If they have forfeited while they're pursuing their process, it's hard to pull somebody with you through their process. And then we're all stuck. We never actually reach past that point to what it feels like to be transformed. We get halfway. Oh, I quit. Oh, I can't. This ain't for me. Oh, this is this. Oh, okay. Well, okay, I understand that. But when do we get to the point where we stick in it and we mature in it to see the end of a thing? That's what I'm talking about. I want to see the end of this thing. I want to see the end of this level of maturity, because I want him to be able to trust me with it. Okay, whatever it is, I want you to be able to trust me with it. So I want to be able to stand in it, whatever it is. And I think the pursuit of process is a stamp. What do you think?
That is so good. I'm over here shaking like, oh, wee, because I was just having a conversation about this. But that is really good. And then you talk about just people forfeiting something before they even get to the place that they're actually supposed to get to. And in trying to bring people along with you to a place that you hadn't even got to yet yourself, and then just getting to the point of I can't or I won't or discouragement and all of that, that is all just so good. That was so much meat that you just gave right there. I'm just like, wow. I think that part, like you said, is just taking that stand and just being consistent and staying with it. You know, and I think we've talked prior times to this, is just asking, like, how bad do you want something? You know, what are you willing to do to get to it? You know, through all the stops, through all the people quitting on you, through all the discouragement, through all the everything that you'll go through in that process, well, how bad do you really want it? You know, and it's like you said, you know, just take that stand. Stand in it. Stand in it.
Just stand in it. Stand in it. You know, I think sometimes, Tiffany, that we put a timeline on our stance. Well, if it ain't done in a week, I'm gone. Well, if it ain't done in a month, I'm done. I'm gone. And it's like, wait a minute. And we tend to put a timeline on our personal our personal transformation within the process. But then if we really charted our mature level between the time we say yes and to the time we say I'm gone, what's your mature level? Because you still got the same mindset. To me, when you transform, and when you transform, your mindset should have shifted. You know, when we talked about transform, I said a dramatic change is a transformation. And a process is a series. So a series of events, there should be series of changes. And when there's series of changes, there should be mind shifts, you know, from one level to the next.
Yep.
If you are still thinking the same way you were when you started, something's wrong. If you haven't learned anything along the way.
You haven't learned nothing. Nothing has changed. You have not grown. You have not matured. You haven't done any self-evaluations. You have not looked around to see what you taught, you know, what you learned through that process, what you gained, what you lost. You haven't learned nothing. You haven't. And that is so good about
you. Haven't even learned yourself. You haven't even learned yourself.
Time stamping.
Oh, my God. You haven't even learned yourself. You haven't even learned yourself. How do I act when there's a disruption in my plan? Do I get nasty? Am I standoffish with people when I don't get my way? Like I said, 55-year-olds. I know a lot of 55-year-olds. How do you act? And a lot of times when we're pursuing our processes, we got to take a deeper look at ourselves and wonder why we haven't made it to the finish line of transformation. Because what really hurts is when we look in that mirror and we see our true ugly. That's what really hurts. And then we back up like, I ain't what I thought I was. And then that's when we start, come on, somebody, that's when we start to sabotage, because now you getting deep into the heart thing. You getting into my attitude. You getting into my thinking. You getting into all of these things. When you tell me I ain't acting like I should.
Wow.
Well, no, you're not acting like you should, because you're in your processes and it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good when you start, when you go through that transformation process. The lines are ringing, ringing, ringing. Oh, let me open up the lines. Caller 413, your line is open if you want to come on into this conversation. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are talking about pursuing the process. 413, did you have a comment?
I was.
Your mic is open.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Hello. Oh, okay. So
yes,
earlier this week or throughout this week, I've just been just looking through the processes and stuff like that, and I was watching a video, and one of the things that struck out to me is a person said that we have to become lovers of the process and not lovers of the moment. And a lot of the times people don't like the process because you don't like the way it looks and you don't like the way it feels, and our expectations of what things, what we want it to look like is not what God has for us, and we begin to love the moment, that feeling and all the things that happens that comes with the moments. But the processes is what's going to make us, the pressures is what's going to form us, and we have to become lovers of that, of the process. And everybody runs from the process. And I remember someone said that, you know, process don't do anything for you, but it really does. It teaches you. You learn so much. You learn valuable lessons from those processes. And we just got to get to a place where we become lovers of those processes and welcome those processes and live moment by moment with those processes. You know, so this is right on time. This is right on time.
I like what you said, because this is my take on it. Caught up in the moment, caught up in just one moment. But like you said, you live a moment, but you go through your processes. But I like what she said, lovers of the process and not lovers of the moment. Oh, my God, that is so good. Tiffany, did you want to just interject before I open up the line again to our next caller?
Man, listen, I'm sitting here and I'm telling myself, don't get attached to the moment. Do not become attached to the moment, because there are so many times we find ourselves looking for those same moments to happen over and over and over again, like she said, and instead of going through the process and getting what came out of that moment and now move ahead, because there's another moment that is coming. There's another great time that is coming. There's another process that you're going to have to go through. Everything that was said is just letting me know to not get attached to any moment, even the great moments, because there is something greater from that moment that has already happened and has taken place. I can get stuck right there on that. I get caught in the moment. So I'm gonna shut up.
Because I want to give a shout out. I am part of such a great team, and I put something in my team chat today, and I said this was a new day. A new day. New day means this is a new moment. We can't worry about what happened yesterday's moment or last week's moment or last month's moment, but we can create new moments. And when you create new moments, when you finally, like I said, get the realization that this is a process, and so when you start to pursue your process, you start to jot down the things that are going on and how they're going on and how they need to change, but what you need to change within yourself. What do I need to pay attention to? How do I need to move? How do my feelings need to be? How do I need to get the right mindset for where you want to take me? And like the lady said, this is so good, because we need to learn how to embrace the process so we can walk in true personal transformation. Caller 706, your mic is open. Did you have a question or a comment? And welcome to the show.
Amen. Thank you very much. So good to be here. Always an opportunity to be able to speak on the program. Some wonderful things have been said this morning already when she was talking about the previous caller about being a lover of how we need to be a lover of the process and not the moment. That ties into what you said about how we, you know, take a stance but with a timeline, because it's based upon the moment and not the whole process. So we always give into it. But one thing I know about change is easy to embrace change when it's on your terms.
really need to embrace it when it's on your terms and you calling the shots. But that's not what, that's not how the growth out of change comes. You know, in order for us to grow, we have to be open to embracing the entire process. I love that. I'm going to put that in a picture frame and put it on my wall. That's going to take me some places I need to go. One thing that I was always told in life is when you don't succeed at first, try again. And I've learned to do that. When I don't succeed, try. But in order to even succeed, I've got to make a start. I've got to do something in order to see if it's going to work or not before I can even try something else. So if I don't at least give it a try and start small, then nothing's going to happen. And what this goes back to is something that you and your program is just so clear on, always making clear to the people. All of this starts with a vision. Everything in life starts with a vision. But if you've got no vision, then you don't have a process, because your process is what takes you from here to there. And if you aren't clear on what the vision is, then there is no process for you to walk out.
Come on, Tiffany. She said she's going to be quiet. I know she over there shaking and writing. And
I was taking it all in. I said I'm going to flew back out of my chair. These callers are giving some good meat, some juicy stuff. Oh, my goodness. And just, man, I'm over here heart racing, out of excitement though, like of everything that is just being said. I want to hear some more from the people before I dive in.
and like I said, we usually don't even realize. And I like what the caller said. She says it's easy to embrace change when it's on our terms. And we really don't realize that we're in a process until the game changes, until it's no longer on our terms and it's not going the way that we think it should go. And I call it a disruption. When there's a disruption, then that's when we realize that now we're in a process and now it's hard to embrace it, or there's been a shift in the vision. You know, they say write the vision down and make it plain, and we get a vision board and we put all this stuff on the vision board. Let a picture fall off the vision board, or let something shift that we don't meet a goal that we thought that we were going to meet, and then all hell breaks loose. And then now there's been this disruption, and now because you have experienced, and listen to this, you have experienced a small stillness instead of stagnation, but we mistaken the stillness for stagnation. Stagnation is when nothing is moving or coming, but stillness is when the things are still in one area. And we get so disrupted when we experience a little stillness. And just because it's still in this area, that means there needs to be some growth and maturity in this area. And then we mistake it for stagnation, like our whole world is just disrupted by this one area. And that's not the case. And that's when you know that you are surely in a process and you need to pursue what's going on, which means analyze it, grow from it, get your pen, get your paper, write it down, you know, find your personal flow and see how can I develop in this, because I'm not going to be here always. You know, I like what Tiffany said a couple weeks ago. She said, how hungry are you for it? How hungry are you for your development? How hungry are you for your personal transformation? How hungry are you for your personal growth? And however hungry you are to get your next blessing, that means you have to go after it. You know, oh my goodness, I got another caller. Y'all done got me excited. Caller 628, your mic is open. Did you have a question or a comment about what we're talking about? Welcome to the show.
Yes, I have a comment. Thank you. I was reflecting back on when you said that a lot of people put times and dates on their processes because they want to rush the process. And a lot of people put times and dates on their processes because not only do they give up because the goal is not happening fast enough, they're also observing the other people and see that their process was quick, so they expect theirs to be just as fast. I was reading this article, and one of the topics that were discussed was how can you enjoy the moment when things seem really, really hard. And I start to think, like, we can't really enjoy all of our moments in our processes because sometimes the best thing we can do is just get through them. We should start focusing more on what we can learn from the process instead of the process itself.
Whoop, Tiffany, that's a whoop whoop.
That's good.
Sound
I was about to say, yep, say that again. That's good. Say that again, that article.
The article was how can you enjoy the moment when things seem really, really hard?
Mm-hmm.
And my opinion was we can't really enjoy all of our moments and our processes sometimes because the best thing we can do is just get through them. We should just start focusing more on what we can learn from the process instead of going through the process itself.
And that's
so
good. And that's what you're
saying
on the process.
So basically what you're saying, we can't enjoy the moments because we're too focused on the process instead of learning from the process.
Yeah.
That's a mouthful.
Yep. And I think I said it on the show not too long ago, we have to learn how to find joy in our journey. We have to learn how to find what we are supposed to get out of every moment that is going on, because that is true. We like you said, we put all of our energy into the things that are not going right instead of our energy into the things that are going to come out of what it is that we are going through. And that's what messed a lot of us up and become stagnated instead of understanding that still moment, because we are so focused on what it looks like at that present moment instead of the outcome that's going to come from what it is that we're going through. And I think it takes, or at least for me, I can speak for myself, it really took for me to go through some things and to come out on the other side, not knowing that it was going to look that great, for me to be able to understand what it meant to really go through a process. I don't think it's something that no matter how many times you can stretch it to somebody or try to explain it to somebody, some people just have to have those own experiences for themselves to really understand, like, your aggression behind trying to tell somebody, like, just go through the process. Like, trust me when I tell you, if you can get through this process, it's going to look so great. You know, a lot of times people don't want to hear it. They want to just stay in those moments of feeling down or discouraged because they have not got through it yet, or they have not, that mindset is still where it used to be. You know, I'm just speaking out of my own experience. Like, you know, so now for me, even though I can become stressed sometimes through a new process, or I can become agitated or get caught for a moment, I'm also able to bring it back in, reel it back in, and then say, okay, hey, you know what? This is the process. It's been a new season of elevation for me. It don't feel good. The stretching, it hurts, you know, but it's a transformation that's coming from this. Let me pull it back in, let me bring it back together, and let me sort it out and let me work it out so I'm not going around this same mountain. I'm not going through this same process. Now I can go into something else. But that came from experience. That came from having already gone through letting moments bring me down and not being able to get through the process the first time, and then I'll say, okay, I'm here again. So, you know, that was really good. That was really good.
Wow. So caller 5, area code 567, hold on for just a moment. I'm going to get right to you. But I heard something that stuck out to me, that we put our energy in the wrong places. We put our energy in the wrong places, which is, like the other caller said, is that moment, that span of time. And I call it leeches of that moment. So we check this out. We generate all this energy, and we focus right on that moment. And then that moment, there's a worry, and there's stress, and there's fear, and there's anxiety. And all of that energy is going right into that moment when all of our energy should be going into the process and the learning and the positivity. And then what I hear you say, Tiffany, is just basically you got to really learn how to refocus. like I said, the BBA, the bounce back ability. Learn how to bounce back and refocus that energy into the right places, and then that energy doesn't become leeches, and it doesn't become worry and fear and sucking you dry. That energy becomes positive. It becomes motivation. It becomes transparency. It becomes humility, because that means that you're no longer the teacher. Now you become the student. It becomes now that you're waiting, but you're waiting patiently with your pen and your paper. Now you're ready to grow instead of pushing against the grain. Oh, my goodness, today. I'm going to open up the mic on that one. Caller 513-612, your mic is open.
Yes, I have a comment. I'm going through the process right now. I'm working on two different projects, and I'm at the finish line of both of them, but I haven't crossed over yet. And sometimes while you're waiting at the finish line, it's stuff like you talked about earlier, how the butterfly hasn't came to its full course yet. So it's like as I'm going through this butterfly experience, I have to realize even though I'm at the finish line, it's some things that I have to get straightened out before I cross over. If I cross over that finish line, even though I'm right there, but I haven't had them things straightened out, I can cause shipwreck and disaster once I cross that finish line. So it's okay to wait, even though it takes longer than what you expected it did. It's okay to wait before you cross over to that finish line. That's all I had to say.
That's wonderful. It's okay to wait. It's okay to wait. It's okay to wait, because like you said, if you move too fast, then you cause another disruption. Then, you know, you cause shipwreck. And now, because you were waiting in one area, now you cause shipwreck in that area, which will be a ripple effect in other areas of your life. Now you not only are you going through one process, now you have caused yourself to go through 10 other processes. Wow.
That's really good. That's kind of like games. You ever seen somebody so excited that they move too soon and they mess up? They mess up everything because they jumped too soon. They were right there, but because they moved too soon, now it's like that. Like if you just would have just gave it one more second, we would have had it. We would have had it. You can't move too soon, even when you are right there. That makes me think about an entire football game. If you're right there at the line at the 2-point conversion, and if you jump too soon before it's time for you to go, well, now you don't even have that opportunity to just get over there. So that I like that. That was really good about even though you are right there, still wait and make sure you have everything that you need. So that when you cross over, everything is fresh. Everything is right where it's supposed to be. You can't mess up anything. Love it.
Love it, love it. Caller 413, did you have another question or comment?
Just back on the process and the moments and stuff like that, like we have to realize that, you know, moments comes and goes, and the process is kind of like a teacher. It teaches us, it teaches us through the process. So when the moments comes and goes, you know, if something happens in our life, like you mentioned, having the vision board and then a picture falling off, and then we're getting distracted or stuck or trying to figure out where did that picture go, what happened to it, how did it fall? We're focused on other things, and then we miss the learning through the moments. But the process where it teaches us, we can go back and pull from that. We've written it down. We've experienced it or hurt enough to where it left something on the inside to where we can reflect back on it and know, okay, through this process, this is where I need, like, if we're on a track or whatnot and you keep running on this track and you keep falling in the same place and you come back around and you notice, like, okay, I keep falling in the same place. Why do I keep falling? Or you hurt yourself enough to know that when you come back around, you're not going to fall in that same place. Now you've been through that process of falling, you know, okay, I'm a trip, or there's a bump in the road, or whatever the situation is. You've learned in that process where with the moment, you know, you're running around the track, and in that moment you're just getting, you know, the crowd is screaming, ah, or you're trying to reach the end goal. You're in that moment, but you really didn't learn anything, and it goes. It's like a high. Moments are like, it gives you those high moments but it's not lasting. It's not, you need to focus on the process where it's just not the lasting we're not just feeling it in the moment. It's a lasting process, if that makes sense. Like the moments are just feelings where the process is more lasting and we can use it for future endeavors or future projects or whatever we can learn from that. So this is really good. This is teaching a lot and enlightening me. So thank you guys.
I like that. I like that because I heard a few
mm-hmm.
things, and this is what I got from it, that we learn how, and you gave reference to on the track and running, but when you were talking, I saw a road, and you can be in a car, and you may drive down this same road, and you keep going over this bump, and you know eventually you're tearing your tires up going over this bump, and the road is the process. But every time you go over the bump, that's that moment. So like you said, instead of being in that moment where you know you're gonna tear up your tire, but if you embrace the process of going down the road, eventually you're going to learn something and learn how to maneuver around that area that caused you more pain, and that's when you know you have learned something in that moment because you embrace the process. My goodness, today, caller 706, that caller on the roll right there, that was all kind of revelation. 706, did you have a comment?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I do. I just wanted to add to that and kind of piggyback on what everyone was saying. In our lives, we're going to be faced with processes no matter what, but we have to become the master of that process, which includes the stops and goes. If we don't learn something from the processes, then we won't know when to go, when to stop next time. So as two callers back was saying, you know, to be right there at the door and know that it's on the other side. I've done everything I needed to do, but now I need to wait. To be able to, learn the art of the wait will open so many doors to you through a process, because sometimes something on the other side of that door has to be moved out of the way and cleared. When we become a master of the process, it's where we kind of figure that what I did the last time is going to work up until a certain point. Then you know I've got to make changes, because if the process doesn't challenge me, it's not going to change me. So those are the
Ooh.
Things that are key to the process.
Oh, I like that. If the process doesn't challenge me, then it's not going to change me. Caller 628, do you want to piggyback on that? My goodness.
I was just going back off what everybody was saying. I was sitting here thinking, and it's funny because a lot of us, we can tell someone else to wait or hold on, but when it comes to ourselves, we want everything to fall at our feet. And we throw temper tantrums and we get angry. We don't sit and dwell long enough to actually understand what we're going through, the why, and how to shift our mindsets in the process. I'm going to shift a little bit. I was watching this video of this baby. And I think the baby was a twin, or the baby just had like a little, a younger sibling. And the baby was trying to get out of the bed. From the distance of the baby looking down on the floor, it looked very far. But from the, you know, the mother and the father's way of looking at the bed, it was like, you can go ahead and get down. Like, it's not that far. You can get down. You don't have to keep crying and calling us to come get you to get out the bed. And the baby will always cry and, you know, tell them, you know, put their arms out for the mom and dad to get them out the bed. But the mom and the dad wanted them to know that the bed was just as low as enough for the baby to get down. So one time the baby started crying and screaming, but they didn't come into the room. They had a camera in the room, and they didn't come in the room because they wanted to know what the baby would do if they didn't get up and come into the room and help the baby. So the baby went and took a pillow and put the pillow on the floor and kind of lined it up to where if they got down that they wouldn't hurt their self or anything. And so I've learned that the baby started going through a process to where it was like, okay, I don't have anybody. I can't call on anybody. I need help. And so what he did was he figured out a way to get down without calling anyone. And then with his little sibling, he taught his sibling how to do it because the sibling was also crying and trying to get out of the bed. But he taught his sibling how to get down so that none of them could, you know, call on the parents. So I've also learned that from a lot of my tests and trials that we can't escape everything. We must learn to not fear or run away because sometimes you're going to get put in a situation that you can't hide nor escape or can't even call anyone because that process or situation is for you to learn and grow from. We tend to forget that when we go through and get through, it's for us to lend a hand to someone else to help them, and the cycle must go on.
Wow.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Caller 612, did you want to, you have anything to say with on that one? My goodness.
Wow. That was amazing. What I got out of that was that you can't always call somebody to get you out of a situation that you're in. You have to use your resources around you. And what the infant did was use the resources around them to get where they need to be. So many times we feel like we need that person who's always there, but that person is not going to always be there for us. So we have to learn how to use the resources within ourselves to get to the point that we're trying to get to.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all clowning today, Tiffany. They're clowning.
They are. But you know what? That's exactly what I got out of hearing it. I was sitting over here like, wow. And I was like, I mean, you learning that even in a child's age. Like, you know what? Let me use what I have around me. It's not even so much about, you know, being able to call on someone or not call on someone, but it's looking around you. You said something earlier. You said being able to maneuver, being on the road and being able to maneuver around your obstacles, being able to work through that. And what I was hearing, because, you know, that's that fear that a lot of people have in changing because they don't want to be challenged. That's that fear that I have that a lot of people go through during a process because they don't know how to maneuver in that process. They don't know how to work around the things that happen and what goes on with them. But then you hear about a child who's like, you know what, I'm going to take what I have, even though to me, this is something that's stopping me from being able to get to where I want to get to. Let me look around and see what I have and what I can use that's going to help me. And then I take something and I use something that's going to help me, like the caller said, get to the place that I am trying to get to. And that's what we have to learn how to be able to do when we are walking through our process and when we are going through a dramatic transformation, is being able to look around and see, what do I have in my possession? What do I already have right here that is going to help me get through to where I need to get through to, with or without anybody, with or without things going haywire and going nutty and crazy and things like that. And I just absolutely love everything that everybody has to say. And we just need to just learn how to maneuver around those roadblocks. You know, take what you have and use it to help you get ahead and get far. What do you already have? I'm sitting here asking myself, okay, Tiffany, what process are you in, and what do you have to make sure it's not going to hinder you? So that I heard that in that story she was telling, I'm not going to be stuck where I am because I'm waiting for somebody else to get me there. So let me take what I have.
I'm going to be like the baby, Tiff, and throw the pillow on the ground and get on down and run with it.
Yes.
I'm not going to be stuck up in the bed crying waiting for somebody to come pick me up.
Stuck and stagnated.
That's awesome. We got one more caller. Caller 709, your mic is open. You got about a minute. 709, did you have a comment?
No, I didn't have a comment. Can you hear me?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Just listening.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't have a comment. I mean, it was a whole lot that was said, but the one thing that, I just lost my train of thought. But the one thing that I wanted to say is that, you know, when they was talking about using your resources and, you know, using what's around you, and I know what I wanted to say about the speed bump. Somebody talked about the speed bump or where you kept falling at. If we not focus our energy so much on the fact that we fail and why the reason that we're falling, like, you know, focus your energy on, okay, so I keep being stuck right here? What is the reason why I'm being stuck right here? Why is this speed bump here? Why do I keep falling right here? So what is it that I need to correct so I can get past it? And sometimes we don't focus on that. We just focus on the fact that we're stuck, and we don't understand the reason why we're stuck. And so instead of just saying, oh, I'm stuck and I'm just going to stay here, it's okay. Why are you stuck? What is it that you need to do to get unstuck? And it was this one book I read. It was called Eat the Frog. And basically it was talking about failure. And if you fall, okay, let's eat this frog. Let's see what this process was and the reason why you fail, and not stay stuck in that process and just, okay, I did this, this, and this. Okay, this didn't work. So let's see what else I can do to get past the speed bump, to get past the failure, instead of focusing fail or I hit the speed bump. Why is it that I did that?
Awesome sauce. I tell you, this has been an awesome, awesome show. Lot of meat, lot of information. If you are stuck, if you're going through something and you need some encouragement, grab some of these empowerment nuggets. Go back to part one. Listen all the way to part three. I'm telling you, this will help you. I want to thank everyone that has called in, your comments, your questions, everything that you have said on today, because I know there are people listening and you have encouraged somebody. Somebody got some help. I mean, I even got encouraged with what was being said. I took my own little notes. I don't know about you. I had my own sidebar notes going on. So main thing is stay in the process, stay motivated, quit looking at the moment, and learn how to refocus. That's basically what we're saying. Hold your position down, because things will change, and learn from it. Don't run from it. So I want to thank the callers. I want to thank those that are in the chat. We will be back here next week, same time, 1:30 on the Focus Factor. I want to thank my co-host, Tiffany Hunter, for chiming in on today and dropping wisdom on us and everybody else. Have a wonderful and outstanding day. And remember, be the best version of yours on day on today, and hold your stance.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh.